Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Well, further north, things are getting pretty interesting in the Maine Senate race. Three candidates are vying for the seat held by retiring Republican Olympia Snowe. Secretary of State Charlie Summers is on the GOP ticket. State Senator Cynthia Dill is running for the Democrats.
And former Governor Angus King is running as an independent. He's been polling well ahead in the race, and as a result, he's attracting huge sums of outside money from Republican super PACs in opposition to King's campaign. We spoke to Angus King earlier and asked him why he's running for Senate now.
Well, it's pretty easy. I'm running for the mirror image of the reason Olympia Snowe left. What she said was, I'm leaving because I'm totally frustrated. The Congress is simply broken, and I can't get anything done. That told me that we really do have a serious problem in this country, because if the Congress doesn't work, you can never get to the underlying problems, whether it's health care, the economy, because the system doesn't work. And if Olympia couldn't make it work with 34 years of experience in the Congress, relationships, integrity, work ethic, membership in a major party, then that told me that maybe we've got to try to do it a different way. And I'm an independent.
But Governor King, if I may ask you, you just listed all the reasons why a veteran senator, Olympia Snowe, couldn't make it work in Washington. What makes you think you can go to Washington as an independent and do any better?
Well, because that's where we got to start. I'm not naive enough or arrogant enough to think I'm going to go down there and Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell are going to put their arms around me and say, how should we do this, Angus? I mean, I understand that. But to say, well, we'll just keep doing it the old way and hope we get a different result, the world doesn't work that way. You got to try something different, and I'm it.
Without being more forthright as to who you are more likely to caucus with, isn't it a bit difficult for Maine voters to decide exactly who they'll be sending down to Washington, what they'll be getting?
Well, it's interesting because I've been at this now for 8 months and out on the street and talking to people. I bet you I've only been asked that question by Maine voters half a dozen times in 8 months. I've been asked it 100 times by reporters from Washington and New York and Boston, but people in Maine are much more concerned with, are you going to try to fix things? Are you going to try to make the Congress work? I think they understand that I'm going to make the decisions based on what I think will make me most effective on behalf of Maine, and they seem okay with that.
Governor Angus King, running for the United States Senate in Maine, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Hey, Magna, nice to talk to you.
And for more on that important Senate race in Maine, we're joined now by Maine Public Broadcasting Deputy News Director Susan Sharon. Hi, Susan.
Hi there.
Well, we just heard Angus King there, who's running for the Senate, for reasons he says are the mirror image to why veteran Republican centrist Olympia Snowe is retiring. What do you make of that statement, of that idea?
He's been saying all along that that's why he is coming out of a decade of retirement. This is the reason he's running. This is his campaign theme, that if the math works out and the Senate is evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans, he'll have the ability as an independent to shake things up in Washington and break, you know, what Senator Snowe said was the hyper-partisan gridlock in Congress. But some of King's critics say this is a rather naive perspective, since he would not be the first independent in Congress, or the Senate in particular. Think Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, for example. And then there are also those who think it's naive because there have been moderates, such as Maine's Republican Senator Snowe, who have reached across the aisle on key issues, such as the president's stimulus package, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, nominees to the Supreme Court. And finally, you've got King's Republican opponent Charlie Summers trying to point out that the problem in the Senate is one of leadership, which requires more than an umpire or, you know, a final decider to settle the score.
Talk a little bit about how Angus King's sort of independent message resonates with the Maine voter. I mean, I guess polls are suggesting that King is way out ahead of his Republican and Democratic opponents. What does that say about Maine voters?
Well, what I can tell you is that, you know, as you mentioned in the intro to the piece, that there's been more than 7 $1 million in advertising coming just from outside groups, largely attacking King. But he just remains a very popular guy in Maine. He was a popular two-term governor. He had very high approval ratings, and he remains so popular that, you know, even on his campaign signs, they say Angus. They don't give his last name. And, you know, when you go around with him, people just come up to him. They address him by his first name. They don't, even if they can't identify where he stands on certain issues, they seem to like him.
They just like him. You know, I was really intrigued by Meghna's question, you know, who are you going to caucus with if elected, Democrats or Republicans? And Angus King says, you know, that's a question that people like you, people like us, not people in Maine, keep asking me. Is that really true? I mean, is that your take, that this is just not an issue among most Maine voters?
Well, as he says, it's definitely been an issue for reporters who've asked him this over and over again. As for voters, you know, it's not clear that that is that important to them, whether who he will caucus with. I mean, you know, he's largely believed to be, more aligned with the Democratic Party because he supports President Obama and the Affordable Care Act and same-sex marriage, alternative energy. These are all planks of the Democratic Party platform. So if President Obama is reelected, and King could be important to that, but, you know, on the other hand, Democrats already control the Senate. So if things shake out, he may not have exactly the kind of power he's hoping to.
Yeah, I'm wondering if he does turn out to have a really important, if the deciding vote in the Senate, you know, what does that mean for Maine? I mean, that elevates Maine's importance in a big way nationally.
Well, it would certainly elevate King's, that's for sure. And again, it would really depend on who is in the presidency. You know, if it's the Democrats, then sure, King will be important, and he'll probably get some plum committee assignments. But if it's not the Democrats, then King really could find himself in a difficult position because, you know, back to the Republican Charlie Summers quote, you know, being the umpire doesn't win the game, and it can be very difficult to be the umpire. It can be a very uncomfortable position to be the decider.
Susan, before I let you go, I want to ask you about the ballot question in Maine proposing to make same-sex marriage legal. This vote comes 3 years after Maine overturned a gay marriage law, 53-47%, that had been enacted by the legislature. What's the feeling on the outcome of this ballot question at this election? What do you see?
What I see are a couple of recent polls over the weekend that show that the race is tightening. You know, the same-sex marriage proponents, the supporters, look to be ahead, but their lead from both polls has come down. And, you know, there's always this theory that when people are polled on the issue of same-sex marriage, they may say one thing but really mean another. In other words, they may say that, you know, they've changed their minds and that they now support it, but in the end, when they go to cast the vote, they do something different in the voting booth privately because they don't want to appear, at least when they're being asked by the pollster, that they're mean-spirited and, you know, not open-minded about something like
sure.
that.
Sure. But is there any indication that something has shifted this time around since Maine voters overturned the gay marriage law 3 years ago?
You know, I think last time there was a lot of optimism from the supporter side that they would prevail, but they didn't. It was very similar to this in some ways. Although this time what's different is you have the Catholic Church having taken more of a backseat role than it did the last time 3 years ago. And this time around, the supporters have gone door to door and made phone calls to what they say are more than 200,000 conversations.
So a big issue. Susan Sharon, Deputy News Director at Maine Public Radio Network, thanks so much for speaking to us.
Thank you.
Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.